Recorded Books presents The Silent Emperor by Snorri Christensen. Narrated by John Skelly. Chapter 1. Cecilia.
Repeat it.
The silence in the taverna was charged with gleeful anticipation of violence, and sunburned and wine-reddened faces stared at the man in the middle. Standing well over 6'2" and broad as a doorway, he looked to be chiseled out of rock and fury. "No," came the unhurried reply, followed by a very slow, gravelly hawk of spit all the way from the back of the throat. The ball of phlegm landed exactly between the two, forming a point of no return. "You heard me the first time." A chorus of oohs and indrawn breaths. Blood would be spilled tonight.
"I said, repeat it."
"Why?"
"So your family can be told of your last words when someone hands them your remains in a bag," the big man growled.
There was a scrape of stools being pushed back as those closest to him moved away. "See, I don't think that's why you want me to repeat it." An artful pause. "I think it's because you've forgotten what the problem was."
"What? No, you—"
"And, I can tell you," came the interruption, razor sharp, "that the problem is that you are thick as two planks, ugly as your pig-faced mother, and furious that you could comfortably fit your cock in a keyhole." An eruption of laughter and shouting. Three large men immediately appeared at the big man's side, fighting hard to hold him back and slowly losing. Three tables back, Emilius leaned in so Torio could hear him. "Should we, intervene?"
"Are you mad?" the big Gaul replied. "Best seat in the house."
"But—"
"Don't worry, boy. She is just rinsing her feelings out. Probably won't hurt him too bad."
Standing like a skinny torch in the middle of a hastily cleared floor and at least a head and a half shorter than her opponent, Rivka lapped up the attention. "See, I think your friends might know, too, judging by how hard they are trying to stop you," she barked at the big man. "And judging by the way you grabbed my ass just now, you like them, nice and young, too. Maybe you're hoping they won't know any better. Maybe you think they'll be obedient or flattered."
"Shut up, whore," the man bellowed, working a muscular arm free. "I'll shut your mouth."
"Not with your cock, you won't." Rivka smirked to bellowed laughter. The big man broke away and charged towards her, and it was almost as if she'd waved a hand and disappeared, folding herself into a space considerably smaller than a human should fit in, and dancing underneath his elbow, skimming past his hip, twisting and delivering a vicious and fiercely precise kick up his ass. Staggering from his own momentum and trying not to show the blossoming pain in his tailbone, the big man still managed to turn back towards her.
"I'll gut you like a fish, you little slut," he growled.
The knife trembled in his hand, and the sounds of the crowd changed. They'd been up for a nice bit of slapping, a little blood and maybe a scream or two. Nobody had signed up to see a poor, defenseless child slaughtered, and they all respectfully waited for someone else to intervene. The few spectators who had not washed away all of their conscience with bad wine found it in themselves to shout slurred warnings. Somehow, the young girl seemed unconcerned. Instead, she just smiled calmly. "Now, you will note," she said to her audience at large, "that he pulled a knife first. Do we all agree on that?" Her absolute lack of panic confused her opponent, who blinked and shook his head like an angry bull. "Do we?" she insisted, reaping a few nods. "Good." The daggers were not there, and then they were, like her hands had just suddenly grown them. "That means this is self-defense." The big man with the knife seemed suddenly somewhat less certain of himself. Rivka floated down, agonizingly slowly, into a relaxed combat stance.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?